listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Say that. It'll release so much in you. Just say it. I don't care where you're at, who's around you. Say hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. Man, don't that feel good? It gets stuff up off of you. It'll help you now release the stuff that's in you. Get the things away from you. Get the aggravation off. Whatever it is. Hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty. And I'll tell you what's better than that. Hallelujah to the sweet name of Jesus Christ. If you just say the name Jesus Christ, if you just sit there and go, Jesus Christ, man, you'll watch anger and stuff flee off you. It can't be around him. The power in his name is too much to handle. Nothing dares challenge God except us. Good morning. Good morning. I'm ready for you this morning. This is Landon tuning in. You're tuning in. Hey, this is Landon at Lifeline. I'm glad you're tuning in this morning. I'm glad you're riding with us. A rainy day, which is great. What a blessing from the Lord. If he did not rain, did not water this earth, we'd be in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. My plants are loving it. I'm loving it. Listen, let me give you some phone numbers and call letters real quick. And we're going to talk about the word in a serious manner this morning. This is going to help everybody so much, including me. If you need to call here for prayer, if there's something you need spiritually, and you're like, I've got to get in touch with these guys. I need them to pray for this. I need them to know about this. If you had a miraculous event in the last couple days or week from the Lord. We're not here to glorify man. We're only here to glorify the Lord God, right? His son, Jesus Christ. So if something has happened that is absolutely a miracle from God, feel free to call and share that too. I like people to hear that kind of stuff. It gives people, when they hear a regular person call and something happened in their life and God just touched them for no reason, because you can't do nothing to deserve it. All right. God gets the glory. God touches you because he gets the glory. So that'd be awesome. Call up here and share that too if you want to. So if you need prayer or you want to give God glory because he's just done something unreal and it's mind-blowing, because mind-blowing, natural minds can be blown real easy by the Spirit. So if you have something that the Spirit's moved on you and it's just unreal, call up here and share it. 221-1100-221-1100. And then out of town, it's 888-221-8990. So if you need to call for prayer or to share a miraculous thing God has done for you this week, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Tune in anywhere, anytime. Right now, if you don't have a radio and you want to listen, call somebody and say, look, WCNO.com. That's WCNO.com. Click on live broadcast. You're in. You're right now. You're with us. You're in. You're listening. If you miss it, pull it up during the week. Same thing. WCNO.com. Just click on demand. Little calendar pops up. Pick Saturday, any Saturday, at 8:30. You can listen to this one or however many you want to go back, okay? I'll give you an email address at the end to reach us so we can actually work with you. We can counsel you one-on-one all the time if you'll take this email address and reach out for help. God can't make you help yourself. It is your responsibility to sow the word of God into your life. It's your responsibility to guard your mind. It's your responsibility to guard your heart. It's your responsibility to protect your family, your wife, your kids. Or if you're a woman, if you're a single mother, it's your responsibility to protect those kids. So it's your responsibility to reach out to God, however and whatever that looks like. And if this Gmail address will help you at trylifeline@gmail.com, man, use it. We're here to help minister the word to you. We're not going to give you opinions, feelings, thoughts, how we're going to give you the word. The word says this. The word says this. The word says this, because that's your supernatural life source in this realm now and forever. All right. So that's good. I'm going to give you an address also. You can sow into this ministry. Okay. Money is important. It makes everything happen. The lights come on. The bills get paid. We get to come on the air and do this with you because of the money. But anyway, we want to teach right now the word of God. So get ready. All right. Get your ears tuned up. If you want to turn to John, book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's in the Gospels. The very first one, we're going to talk about this. I know I've done this a lot. God gave me a fresh anointing on this week, and I'm really seeing things a little different. Real simple, real easy to follow, okay? You ready? John 1:1. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. So just by that meat right there, what do we got? The beginning, the commencement, the announcement of all things, the very beginning of time, space, everything. The very, very, very beginning. What was there in the beginning? The Word. That's all it gives us. So far, all we have in Scripture is, in the beginning was the Word. Wow. So the Word was there from the foundation. Before anything else was, the Word was the foundation of all things. Think about it. If you don't get this, then you'll never convince yourself that Jesus Christ and that Father God has the ability and the authority to commence things or to bring things, to manifest things through the Word. You'll never see the Word as the supernatural life source and the true power that it really is. So in the very beginning of all things, what was there? The Word. And the Word was with God. And when you go back in the Greek, things they kind of spoke backwards. So what it's saying is, when that Word came forth in the very beginning, in the foundation of all things, when the Word came forth, God was with it. The Word came forth. The Word came forth, and God was with that Word, carrying that Word, so it would perform what it was sent to do. He said, let me say this again. He said, 'cause we think we need to start saying. Satan's okay with you. Think you can think the Word all day. You'll only help yourself. You can't help anybody else. And you can't really manifest because you're not speaking to other things to make them line up in the Word. So in the very beginning was the Word, the foundation of all things. The Word was already there. Now we got the Word was with God. So when that Word came forth, he said, what did he say? The very, very beginning, God said, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Notice he started with light because there was nothing. It was darkness. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It was total, utter darkness. You could not see anything, anywhere, anytime, period. And what came forth first? He says, in the beginning was the Word. So when that Word flew forth, boom, let there be light. The Word was with God. Now, in their dialect, they speak backwards, kind of like Spanish language to us who speak English. I don't mean that for Spanish people. Don't get upset with me. I didn't mean that the way it sounds. So what happens is, God was with that Word. That Word came forth and it said, let there be light. So when that Word came forth, God was with that Word. He was literally with that Word. His authority, his power, his dominion, his supremacy. You see what I mean? Every attribute that makes up God was with that Word. Nothing dared to defile, come against, or challenge that Word. That's how powerful it is. Nothing dares to come against, challenge, or defile the Word of God except mankind. Let that sink in for a minute. We're the only ones that do that. It's the most ridiculous thing. So the Word came forth and utter darkness just totally went away. Light, bam. Now notice the light didn't come pink, green, fluorescent, polka dot. It wasn't a disco ball. When God speaks, his authority is so vast and so serious that things don't dare play with him. They don't dare question him. It didn't come out as a stream of water. It didn't come out like a donkey. It came out pure, bright, white light because that's what he meant. That's what he meant. Every element in this universe listens, lines up, and fears God except mankind. I don't get it. But anyway, and the Word was God. Here's the last thing it says. In the beginning, so the foundation, the Word was the foundation of all things. Now, when that Word came forth, God was with it. Everything that has to do with God was with that Word. Nothing dared challenge that Word. Now, the last part says, comma, and the Word was God. Now, I had a Baptist friend of mine come. I did this teaching before, a little bit different. He come up and said, man, I listen to you. You said the Word was God. God's God and the Word's Word. There is no difference. And I didn't say it, by the way. The Bible said it. It said in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. That means the Word was the governing authority over all things. The same. God is the governing authority, the all supremacy of all things. His attributes and all that go until the ends of the earth. He's the almighty power of all things. Well, so is his Word. There's absolutely no difference in God and his Word. None. The same character, the same authority, the same identity, rest in both. Now, here's how powerful the Word is. God said, okay, I'm going to take the Word that was there from the very foundation. The Word alone that was there from the very foundation, I'm going to make this Word into a man. I'm going to make the word become flesh, and you can see the word. You can touch the word. You can hang out with the word. You can listen to the word. You can be taught from the word. So now we got John 1:14. It says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Same word. The same word that was there in the beginning that formed the foundation of all things became a flesh human, and you could see him, touch him, listen to him. He's still the word. Hadn't changed. The word that was there in the beginning is now taking on the form of a flesh man. You got it? Named Jesus, Emmanuel, the Messiah, God with us. Why? Why? Because he's the word. God just said, I took my word, the one that was there, the one that formed light out of nothing. That's how powerful I am. I can make total light out of total darkness. Nothing. Now he said, I'm going to make my word flesh. And then my word in the form of flesh will dwell among you and teach you. Now you might get it. You can see him, listen, and watch how the word operates, because you're not getting it. You're not using the word properly. God said, you guys are not using the word properly. So let me send one who will, and I'll have my own word walk around amongst you and teach and heal, and he'll minister the word, and you'll watch him minister the word, and that should get a light bulb going off in your brain to show you this is how it's supposed to work. Wow. I didn't realize it was that easy. I didn't realize your word was that powerful, Lord. I didn't realize when I believe it, this is what will happen. Now listen to what happened. Listen to what happened when the word taught. Okay, rather the word is the word I'm giving you right now. Rather the word is the word you find in your word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, that you refuse to O-P-E-N. Okay, the Bible that you refuse to open is the same word. All right, now we got Jesus walking around as the word. Luke 4:32 says this, and they were astonished. They were mesmerized, blown away at his doctrine. For his word was with power. If you'll ever get to understand that the word is the foundation of all things, the whole foundation of life and mankind, the atmosphere you breathe, the trees, the everything was founded on the word in the beginning was the word, then you'll understand the power of this word. I'm trying to get you to understand the power of this word. We don't read the word because we don't believe the word. We just think it's a book, it's a Bible, it's good, it's a help book. I can read some stuff, it'll give me some positive thinking, it'll help me change my thinking for the day. No. The word is spirit. The word is life. The Bible says so. Jesus said, my word is spirit and my word is life. John 6:63, look it up when you get a chance. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word, I got news for you. Ready? Wake up. Listen to me. His word is still with power. Now, John 15:3, he said, now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Now you are clean. Excuse me. That was a weird hiccup, huh? Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken to you. Let me ask something. Did you clean yourself up? Did you clean yourself up? No. You became clean. How? Through the word. How did you become clean? Through the word. Now you are clean. How? Through the word that I've spoken unto you. The word did it. You didn't clean yourself. I hear so many people, when I get cleaned up, I'm going to do this. When I straighten Mac up, I'm going to do this. You can't. It's impossible. It's a lie from the enemy. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Listen, real quick, I'm going to jump somewhere else I wasn't going to go, but Psalm 119:9 says this, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? In other words, how in the God's world on this planet can you get a young man, an adolescent, full of foolishness, full of lust, full of games, wants to play, wants to be a joker? How can you get him to cleanse his ways? The Bible says, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. The thereto is important. What it's saying there is no other way. It's not just taking heed according to the word, taking heed thereto according to this specific word. No other word can cleanse a young man's mind or a young woman's mind or a young man's heart or a young woman's heart, but the word of God can. You've got to see this. You got to realize this, and you got to believe this. If it made light come out of absolute vast darkness when there was nothing, period, nothing but darkness, and the word came forth and made total bright light, there is no more power than that. It was the foundation of the very beginning of everything as we know it. Listen, I'm going to run through scripture after scripture and prove to you this word is more important than you think. You're not putting enough emphasis. You're not realizing the word is your supernatural life source for life on this planet now and hereafter. Once you get there, you won't have to worry. You'll just praise Jesus. You'll be with God forevermore and everything will be fine. But for now, you need this power now, not only for here and now, but to get there. Listen to me. Acts 6:4. The church was just beginning. This is a fresh church, fresh anointing, hungry for the word of God. Listen to what they said now. They were having to make some kind of decision. There was something going on where they were going to have a big banquet. They needed some people to serve the tables, okay? Let me paint the picture. So instead of them saying, you know what, let's go ahead and serve the people, they realized, wait a minute, before the people, it needs to come the word. If we don't get this word in us, what are we really going to serve them? We're just going to serve them food. It's going to cater to their flesh. They will not grow spiritually in one iota. And they realized the word was the importance of all supernatural life source in this world. So in Acts 6:4, the first church, the early church said this, but we will give ourselves. You got to realize that. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now notice it says, but we will give ourselves. That's you. Because people are like, oh, when God helps me, when God drops on me, when God loves me, when God shines on me, when God lets me know, I'll... No. But we will give ourselves. You have to make the choice. You have to sacrifice. I'm not going to go there and do that tonight. I'm not going to do this tonight. I'm going to give myself continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. The church must realize the only way to operate with power is by ministering the word. Now, notice two things in this verse. You're the one that makes your mind up to give yourself. If you want God to come to you, you make your mind up to give yourself. It says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Think about that clause right there, the ministry of the word. The word has a ministering power all in itself. We'll give ourselves to the ministry of the word. Psalms 107:20 says this, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. What healed them? His word. That's it. No magic act, no hocus pocus. I walked around the block 26 times. I said Hail Marys 47,000 times. I prayed 26 times facing east. I dropped on my knees every morning by my coffee table. No, because if that worketh for thee, then guess who's going to get the glory? You. You're going to go, I did it. Did you see what I did? Man, I prayed 26 times every morning, 27 on Sunday, and I faced east every time I did it on my knees, and I said the same corner because I felt like it was holy. I did it. God doesn't want that. God does it. So he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. What healed them? His word. What delivered them? His word. You're starting to catch on? This word, this Bible is way more than you realize. I don't know what happened in the church. I don't know how we got weak, but we are not pitching and preaching this Bible properly with the authority of God and with the Spirit of God, where we can tell people, listen, it is your supernatural life source. This word of God says this, seek ye first. Seek, that means you're really looking. You're giving all you have to find, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Keep that chalked up in your mind. That's a promise. I'm going to give you a promise and show you how it works, okay? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. If you do what the Bible says and start believing the promise and claiming the promise and holding on to the promise, if you start seeking first the kingdom of God, which is his word of God, and his righteousness, which is found in the word of God. Again, it's all about this word, 100% about this word. All these things that you're worrying and toiling about will be added unto you. Instead of seeking the word, you're trying to fix all the things, never getting in the word, and the devil's got you duped. You're on a bad road, man. You got to realize this word is your supernatural life source for all you need. If you need to call up here, call up here. It's never too late. 221-1100. Landon, you're right. I need that word. I need Jesus today. I need to start my walk with Jesus today, man. You're right. I need a hunger for the word. I need a commitment to the word. I'm going to make a commitment right now, just like a covenant. Right now on this phone, I want to tell everybody, including God, him first, that I make a covenant today. I'm going to start in this word today. I didn't realize how important it was. I've got it backwards. You're absolutely right. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. 888-221-8990. Then he says this, for unto us was the gospel preached. Okay? This is Hebrews 4:12, so you can make a note of these things. We had John 15:3, Acts 6:4, Psalm 107:20, Hebrews 4:12, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. This is a statement about the Jew and Gentile. So the gospel has been preached to both parties, right? Now he says, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We've got so many people walking into church and hearing the word preached, walking right out the door, mixing no faith with it, and it's not profiting you one ounce. And you're going, I don't understand. I go to church every Sunday. God does his work. I was thinking about this week. Some other preacher said it, and I heard it, and I think it's very serious. I don't know how many hours in a work week. What do we got? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't know, roughly 180-something hours or whatever. So let's say there's 180-something hours in a week. In your week, you got 180 hours. Let's say you go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. At the best, you're putting in 5 hours in the Word. And not even really in the Word. This is another man giving you the Word. So he's going to tell stories about his family. He's going to go sidetrack. You're going to get a little bit of meat out of all that time, okay? So you got Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Now you got 180 hours in your work week. You're sowing five into your spirit, and you're sowing the other 175 into your flesh. What do you think is going to happen? How are you going to have a strong spiritual life? How are you going to be an overcomer? How are you going to be a conqueror? How are you going to flee? How are you going to make the devils flee from you? How are you going to overcome sickness? How are you going to overcome disease? You're sowing 175 hours into your flesh, in your natural man flesh, and you're sowing 5 hours into your spirit at best, but expecting miraculous power and expecting miraculous things to come from the Lord God. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he reap, is what the Bible says. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, if you're only sowing five into the spirit and 175 into your flesh, you're going to reap destruction. The Bible says, with the flesh comes destruction. All right? With the spirit comes life. You need to check and balance yourself and go, you know what? He's right. How can I sow 175 in my flesh and five in my spirit and expect my spirit to overcome my situations, my circumstances, my sicknesses, my diseases? It's not going to happen. Let me tell you right now, it's not going to happen. It's not promised in God's word. I don't care what any man tells you. If you don't find it promised in your Bible, you won't find it manifested in your life. You have to find it promised in your Bible and then hold on to that promise, hold fast to that promise, spend time in that spirit, and then it will start to manifest in your life. It will work for you. So, all right, unto both parties with the gospel preached, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith and then they heard it. So now you're starting to read your word, right? Oh, hey, we are off the air. We're done? Oh, hey, we're on. Praise God. Are you guys still riding with me? Oh, we're off the air. Oh, boy, the devil don't want this sermon on the word going out, does he? The devil does not want this sermon on the word. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus, devil. I rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You're a liar, you're a thief, and the word trumps you. It trumped you from the beginning. It'll trump you right now. Stay away from this teaching right now. People are going to hear this word. They're going to receive this word in the name of Jesus. They're going to hear this word. They're going to receive this word in the name of Jesus. You're going to hear this word and receive this word. Now you're starting to read the word. You're keeping the word, right? You'll soon start believing the word. What happens then? You got to put some faith with it. How do I do that? How do I put faith with it? It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, it's all about the word. It all boils down every time back to the word of God, back to the word of God, back to the word of God. So here's what you got. Okay. Now you're starting to hear the word preach. It didn't profit because you didn't mix no faith with it. So now you're going to stay in the word until you get some faith. So now faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Here's what you got. You're going to take your faith. You're going to take your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and you begin to hear by the word of God. So the word of God will give you the ability to start to hear the word of God. You can't even hear the word of God until you get in the word of God and start to read it. If a man tells you all this stuff, you don't know. You can't hear that because you don't receive that. You've not looked at it. You've not had it settled in your spirit by looking at the word for yourself, letting the supernatural life source penetrate your life. So if a man tells you something, you don't know if it's true or not. You have no idea if what you're hearing from the pulpit is solid or not. You haven't gotten in your word to research it between you and God alone to find out if the doctrine's solid. So what you're receiving, you don't even know if that's what you should be receiving. It's foolishness. Listen. The word of God will come to you when you get in the word of God and you begin to hear from God, then you begin to develop faith. But now when you mix faith with that action, right? When you have faith, now you'll start to act on the word. You'll say, you know what? The Bible says, if I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto me. That's mixing action with your faith. With the word of God, God will glorify himself. When you accomplish that, okay, now you can begin to live in Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1 is this. It is the faith verse. It says, so now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what do you mean? Okay, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if I put faith in that, if I see that verse in scripture and I go, you know what? I believe that, Lord. I claim that for myself. I believe that. I'll read that verse 100 times a day until it sinks in my head and sinks in my head and then sinks in my heart and sinks in my heart and then starts to come out of my mouth. Faith is the substance of what you're hoping for, and it's the evidence of what you haven't seen manifest yet in the natural by the Spirit. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and seek his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto me. So if I keep saying that and believing that and holding on to that and holding on to that and putting faith with that, I'm going to see it manifest. And I'm going to go, oh my gosh, this actually works. Because I got alone with God and I started to find a promise in His Word. Here's the deal. We're putting faith in things that aren't in the Word. And that's ridiculous. If you put faith in something that's not in the Word, your faith won't work. God only honors His Word. So get in here and find the promise and then say, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I need in my life. Hold on to that promise. Put faith in that promise. It shall come to pass. The Bible says, for by your words you'll be justified. And by your words you'll be condemned. That's Matthew 12:37. Look at that. By thy words thou shalt be justified. By thy words thou shalt be condemned. So what are you going to do? You're going to start proclaiming the word of God or not? Huh? Huh? Let me give you something else here. Okay? The psalmist. I'm going to blow through some songs real quick because you need to hear how important this word is. It is not too late to call, by the way. You can call now. You can call after the program. But if you don't call and seek Jesus Christ, nobody can help you. Honest to God, nobody can help you. Nobody can help you. Only God and only faith in His Word. You get in the Word, you find the promise that God promised you. If He promised it, then you have the right to hold on to it, to claim it, to cleave to it until it manifests. If He didn't promise it, you've got no right claiming or holding on to anything. You can only hold on to what He promised you. He will back His Word. He is truth. He is God. Think about that. I'm giving you common sense stuff that works in the faith world. If you'll take what I'm teaching today and start developing your faith, your whole life will change. The Lord gave the word. Most people don't even know this verse is in there. Psalm 68:11. This sums up all the naysayers. The Bible's this, the Bible's that, King James with the Fruit Loop, whatever, doesn't matter. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that heard it. Great was the company of those that heard it. Here we go. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Every one of these, listen, no matter what the scenario, if the guy's dying, if his soul's cleaving to the dust, every one of these psalmists realized the word is the supernatural life source for me now. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, Lord. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Because now I understand your word. I'm starting to speak your word and it's manifesting. And now I can go brag about the wondrous works of the word. My soul melteth for heaviness. This is serious. This guy is stressed. He's gone. He's done. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. This is my comfort in my affliction. There are many people listening to me today afflicted. Cancer is running wild through Martin County. I'm running into customers of mine. Cancer, cancer, cancer. Listen to me close if you're one of those. This is my comfort in my affliction. This is Psalm 119:50. Find it for yourself. 119:50, for thy word hath quickened me. 65, this is all 119. I'll just call the verses. 65, thou hast dealt with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Listen to these last two real quick. I got to go. I'm running out of time. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Why did I go there last night? Why did I do that last night? Because you didn't heed this verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Uphold me according to thy word, Lord, that I may live. Ready? This is very important. I got 1 minute. I got to fly. The entrance of thy word giveth light. You got to start to put it in if you want the light bulb to go off and you start to see God for who he is. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. If you want these verses, email me, trylifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com this week. TryLifeline. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Dr. Bob will deal with you. He'll get back with you. He'll respond to your emails. Super wise man as far as the word of God goes. He'll teach you. He'll help you. He'll sculpt you. Listen, I need support. I'll just be blunt. Send your tithe, your check, your money, whatever you can do to support this ministry. I do need your help this week. Send it to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Send your money to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. It's not too late to call. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I love you.
A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.